Gentlemen, that completes our agenda. Is there anything else for the good of the order, Mr. Lang?
Thanks to Mr. Smith, who provided us with some more classes if you're interested. I'm going to pass them down. One is a non-point educational municipal officials. It's planning that protects natural resources that might be of interest. That's on May 18th at the same day we have our next workshop or next special meeting for site plans.
No, that's the 17th.
Oh, that's 17th.
Is that correct? I've got 17.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. So it's the next day.
The subject of that is what we talked about after the last meeting.
The NEMO.
Yes.
The second one is land use law and the takings issue. I provide you a copy of it, but I told Mr. Tickles that it probably may be good for the council to participate in that one. But that's where they have final say on the rezonings and that type thing. But if you're interested on either one, I need to know shortly, because the deadline for registration for the land use law and the takings issue is the 25th, and I've got to get have a PO approved, and I have to have a check drawn to be delivered to the class.
Okay. Did you talk about this one from Mr. Schrader?
Yeah, we want to do it too, yeah.
There's zoning and land use in Delaware, and an interesting panel. It's Bill Manning and Richard Forsted, who are currently representing Reynolds Road LLC or Reynolds Pond LLC. Connie Holland is going to be one of the speakers, and our good friend Mr. Schrader, and somebody named Richard Wooden, who I'm not familiar with.
Mr. Lang, it's in Wilmington. It's all day. I'd like to go to this one myself, but if the county, we'll pass that down. If the county does not feel that it's appropriate use of their time and money, then I'm sure it's more expensive than the state. But at least you get us, and I assume that the commissioners aren't being compensated for their time and being paid for a meeting for these things.
That's correct.
Okay. So this way, but at least this way, you get us all day for the same price.
I'm trying to see what this one is.
It's in Wilmington, the
Spencer. Oh, I know where it is. I'm just trying to see what the price was.
The only thing I would suggest on it, though, is that, and I don't know, we got to probably look into all these, because if we get more than three people in one place, we could end up with a FOIA complaint.
If I were you, I would look into it forthwith.
Yeah, I will do that.
Because we've all been there.
Okay. I will look into it forthwith.
But they signed up individually.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's on it. Make sure we're good with the...
They didn't know each other.
Next
17th,
May
3 o'clock.
What would be the requirement that we simply had to give notice that we were going to this seminar?
Yeah. It's an easy requirement to
fulfill. So that's the only difference is, and it's like 24 hours. It's like short. It's a short window.
The AG's office has dealt with this issue on a variety of occasions with requests for information or complaints that have been filed. I'm sure I can find out what their official position would be if everybody signs up and it's not an official, I think. I'll look into that forthwith, as Mr. Wheatley said.
If I'm reading this right, the seminar tuition for this includes a manual, and it's $349 for a single registrant, $339 each for two or more registrants.
It's good for attorneys to go to.
I will tell you that it is going to these. They're more designed for attorneys.
I've been to one. I went to one at Widener, and it was, I think, John Sergovic and I were the only two that showed up from Sussex County.
Yeah, there's typically not many people from Sussex.
And the only thing we got out of it was a manual, because they put it on. It was satellite.
It was telecom?
Yeah, it was telecom. We went all the way up there and sat all day for a telecom.
Now, this one will be them live and in person.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
So.
Well, gentlemen, what do you think? You think we should just stay with the program we've been following?
Rick Wooden. Excuse me. Rick Wooden is the developer of
Old Landing,
that's right. Arnell Creek, Village Old Landing 1 and 2 and 3. And
I was thinking
Bay Farm.
Just something like an engineering Thursday.
Yeah. The Bay Farm has since been sold to another developer.
Well, here's another option. Maybe the individual commissioners should choose which one they want to go to, and maybe not all five would choose to spend the day.
Also the 18th.
I personally would like to go and would probably consider myself going anyway.
What's that?
I was gonna say maybe not all the commissioners would like to go to that seminar.
No, I don't have a problem. I have to get the county administrator approval, that's all.
I understand. If you could ask him.
I don't think it's a problem.
Okay, if you could ask him.
And once you get the manual, you can share.
We're not asking for airfare and hotel and baggage yet.
You can get the manual and share it with the other commissioners.
Yeah.
Pretty much, 'cause they go pretty much by what the manual shows, is what.
I'd like to go just because I think it's gonna be.
You have a copy of this? And when is this scheduled, May 18th?
I gave you mine.
And it, yeah, you did. And it's for, has to be registration by when?
They'll take you right up.
Oh, I think they'll take you right up to the day.
They'll take your money at the door.
They'll take your money at the door, probably.
Okay.
Hold the mirror.
State, there's other ones we've gone to take your money at the door too.
You wanna fill that before you leave and I'll.
Sure.
Process it.
Okay.
And I would seriously like, I need to know who wants to go to either one or both of these other two classes that are at Dover. And as soon as possible. And we're not open tomorrow, we'll be back Monday. Think about it, y'all got a copy of it.
Do you have one for the 11th and the 18th at Dover? I'll fill them out.
I'd pass them down, or try, I started.
11th, I ain't got the second and the 18th.
I got the 11th of May, or the 18th of May and the 2nd of May. The other one's Board of Adjustment. I didn't pass that down, we've got those for the board. And I just, again, to state, with next special meeting is May 17th of '06, on Wednesday at 3:00.
May 17th?
Right.
The regular meetings.
It's May 11th, I won't be here.
When are the regular meetings next month?
May 11th.
11th and.
25th.
25th. Special meeting's the 17th?
Yeah.
Right.
3:00 on the  17th.
Right.
Lawrence, I think the.
Is that a problem for you, Mr. Smith?
What's that, 17th? No, I got that down.
Okay, 'cause I know we had our earlier discussions about.
I got it.
Fine, but I just need to, where we're sending to. Okay.
So you're okay still with the?
Yep.
Wednesday afternoons?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, is there anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
One time we've talked about sometimes having other items that we wanna discuss as a commission and perhaps, I don't know, what kind of advance notice we have to have in order to have it on the agenda for like for our special meetings.
The agenda for a special meeting has to come out. How soon before the meeting, Lawrence, does it have to be posted?
7 days.
Yeah. So I would say if there's something you want on the agenda, would have to be actually before the next, well, not before our next meeting this month. But I would ask that if there's something you want on the agenda, that it be brought up two meetings ahead, get to give Lawrence time to.
Well, we discussed this last night a little bit, just in general conversation, and the council adds a paragraph or a line item on the agenda that says additional business brought before council or some wording of that nature. And you can bring something up just for, and it's for discussion only. And actually, what happens then also, when you say that, someone from the audience can come up and address the board or the commission.
When it's for discussion only?
When you say additional business brought before commission, then someone could come up unless you say no.
What I would suggest is.
We need Vince to decide how to do it.
Yeah, and that it not be every meeting. And I would say if we're gonna do it on a Wednesday meeting, we start earlier, you know, if you're gonna do it. Because if, at county council, there's people, you know, like Lawrence said, and Jim's told me, and my experience Tuesday night. I mean, if you open it up, you know, and let people talk, it'll take up a half an hour.
But if you put specific items on the agenda.
Oh, then we can discuss it.
Then you just discuss them and then you're done.
Yeah, my suggestion is not just to put any additional business as a regular line item.
No, what I'd like to have is.
That's what council is.
Yeah.
Specific things, and I would like for the commissioners to call me and tell me what they wanna do and.
Well, for example, at some point I'd like, for us to talk at some time about what we'd like to see in a community design. You know, 'cause sometimes we talk about street our sidewalks on one side of the street. Sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's basketball court. Sometimes it's not. So what kind of things would we like to see?
I think that's an issue that you're going to be dealing with at length in the next year with the comp plan.
That's all land use, yeah.
Right, but is there something that we can do, kind of be looking at in the meantime so that, you know, one of the things we can do is be conveying to the engineers or whatever what we're looking at.
Well, we don't
get into this.
You can't convey anything to them that you're just talking about because it's just talk.
Right.
Know? I mean, we can't expect them to begin to conform to something we're thinking about, you know. But it's okay if they, I mean, they'll at least they're welcome to be here to listen to us, certainly. For instance, the last night there was some discussion about transfer development rights. It occurred to me that we might want to invite someone to come and talk to this group about that and do that on a Wednesday meeting. And I know you can do this with the agenda. You can time limit. You can tell whoever you're inviting, we want a 30-minute presentation or we want a 60-minute presentation or what, and then that's what they do. So you don't get into this. In fact, you can do it at a scheduled time, and if you still have business left to do, you just stop, let them do their thing, and then you pick up where you left off if we want to get that specific about it. I know nobody's interested in seeing these meetings go on for 4 and 5 hours, you know, needlessly.
So if you had somebody come in and talk, say like TDRs, talk to us about it, would the public have an opportunity to?
No.
Okay. Not unless you let them.
It's not a hearing. It's not
that's
a hearing.
So it'd be like last, whatever, Wednesday, last
like
night.
Workshop.
But they could attend.
You know, that's what was suggested last night. Well, you know, you'd want to have a workshop. Well, you know, we're already having 3 meetings a month. I'm not sure that we necessarily want to have a workshop just to get some information, you know, necessarily. I think the transfer development rights, as an example, would be a good thing to have somebody come in, talk to us. Then if we think we need a workshop, we can have one. But
or the reverse, have them submit information to you all in a fairly, you know, understandable format, not, you know, like legalese or whatever, and then have somebody come in to answer questions. That might be a better use of your time.
Yeah.
Because keep in mind what Mr. Stickle said last night, that they budgeted 48 meetings in 07's fiscal year for planning and zoning to deal with the comp plan. So think about that. I mean, you're going to have a lot of meetings.
That's 48 meetings total is not too many. We're already having 3 a month, so there's 36.
Yeah, that's right.
So you only have 12 more meetings beyond that. That's not too many.
Oh, I know. But you think about it, it's every week except for Friday.
I think that's the message,
yeah.
Gentlemen. I think that fifth Thursday is going to be pretty precious because it'll be the only one we have off.
The one thing that the council realized years ago, all the land use plans were done by the commission. The commission went through the public hearing process. They prepared the draft. They went to public hearing and basically adopted it, presented it to council for endorsement. So the council would basically endorse it. They would have to have a hearing, but they didn't change much. In the last 2 or 3 plans, the council kind of ran with the show and commission just participated, really.
And one of the questions I've been asked about, and I know you two went through the last comp plan, but to sort of ease your fears a little bit, I mean, you're not going to be writing word for word the comp plan. I mean, I think one commissioner said to me, you know, I'm not a certified land use planner, so how can I write a comp plan? That's what the consultant's for, and we're going through the RFP process to get a consultant where the commission takes information, gives it in broad strokes to the consultant, and the consultant brings it back either all together in pieces for the commission's approval.
What we're going to see this time, my understanding, is that the consultant's scope of work is going to be expanded to include the preparation of ordinances and so on, and that the consultant's going to do the bulk of the work at our pleasure and direction is the way it's going to take place. It is still going to originate here, from what I understand, that we will be the ones who direct the activities of the consultant, and we will be the ones who review his work and approve it and then offer it further up the line. What I think might be different is that
I think the issues are pretty well known, and there will certainly be public hearing, public input, but there may not be the series of public meetings that we've had in the past.
The way it's set up, I think it was five?
Yes.
Five workshops?
Yeah.
One in each district.
One each council bank district this time. Last time, it was, I think, two, understand?
Two.
Did we do two in each council bank district last time? One is a workshop, one is a draft.
Yep.
And we had a public hearing.
And then I think that's going to be, and that'll be the bulk of it, and then it'll get presented, and they'll either say yay or nay, but I think there'll be less, I think the work product of the consultant's going to be more, a lot more comprehensive maybe than what we had before.
Will the direction of the consultant be given in a public forum, or is it, I mean, is he?
Well, yeah, I mean,
is he going to present to us?
There won't be anything, well, we may actually be involved in the selection process, so I understand, but. Yes, sir.
That just reminded me that we, at the next meeting, will need to talk about who you would like on the committee to represent the commission. The county process requires a review committee to review all the RFPs, and I think what we're going to do is have one member of the planning commission on that committee.
And then there'll be if I remember right, there's a short list, and then there's an interview process with it.
Well, a priority list of the highest consultant is where we'll start the negotiations for the price and work.
Interviews and everything.
Right? And if we can reach an agreement with that consultant, then that's where we start. If for some reason we can't agree on a price and scope of work, then we go to the next.
Work your way down the list.
Right.
Okay.
But we probably need to have somebody from the commission on. I think that's the idea, is to have somebody on from the commission on.
I think I'll volunteer for that job.
Make note.
That's
involved anyway.
Yeah.
Right. That's the resource.
Okay.
We need a commission member.
Commission member, you, I think somebody from engineering that has also done
an
contracts.
An assistant administrator, I believe.
And assistant administrator, Helen and Vince. So about five people.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, gentlemen, anything else we'll give the order today? If not, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.